The Bureau of Land Management's move out west is costing the agency around half the employees asked to make the move. That's according to a new report from the Government Accountability Office. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
At least 81 BLM staff asked to move from Washington, D.C. to Grand Junction, Colorado, opted to leave the agency instead. George Stone's with the Public Lands Foundation, a group of mostly former BLM employees. He says it's hard to say what all these losses could affect.
These are employees who specialize in policy, interagency, and interdepartmental coordination, working with key constituents. And it's kind of tough to imagine how this kind of work is going to be conducted out west in remote locations.
The new analysis from the federal watchdog found that the BLM has nothing in place to make sure the agency's goals for this move are met, like reducing costs. It also found limited analysis of what this would mean for the overall workforce. In a statement, the agency said the relocation makes common sense and it, quote, will be better positioned to better serve the American public. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.